one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andy Battisti. We appreciate you being with us tonight. And in the show, we're going to give you all the details on the Rochester Lancers 50th anniversary celebration taking place October 7th at the Italian American Sport Club, the birthplace of pro soccer in Rochester, where you can get tickets for the event and all the details. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The Rochester Rhinos have two very important road matches this week. They're looking to clinch a playoff spot. They are playing against the Eastern Division leaders, Louisville City, on Wednesday, and then they'll be at Richmond on Saturday. Well, the man of the match from Saturday's 1-1 tie with Pittsburgh, Joe Farrell, on the show at 7 o'clock to talk about those two big matches. And the next home match, which is next Saturday against that same Louisville City team. And so two big matches there for the Rhinos facing the East leaders within 10 days of each other. And as always, we'll have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard on to give you the latest news around the world of soccer and in the United States as well. Lots of things going on here and in Canada as well. Toronto FC having a great season, looking to set some records in Major League Soccer this year. We'll talk all about that. But let's bring in Joe Sirianni, and the big moment of the show, the big topic, of course, is the Lancers reunion. And Joe, so many people are working very hard to make this happen.
Well, let me tell you, Andrew, that I'm very, very happy with the committee that we have. I know that to this point I have not contributed too much due to some family problem and stuff like that, but I will do my best. But I have to just elaborate a little bit on someone who is making helping us make this event a success. And I knew him as a little kid at the old Aquinas Stadium. He used to come over there with his dad to watch all the games. I knew the family very well because I know his mother and I know his father. Many times we socialized together, but I never knew that this little kid would become a big kid and a big businessman and a very successful businessman. And above all, he's a friend, a personal friend, and a friend of ours, of our show. And he's done many things to keep soccer in Rochester. He dreamed about the Lancers in many ways, that he bought the name rights to the for the Lancers. And I can't say too many bad things about this guy because there is no bad that I can say. But he says something that I gotta repeat, and I hope that he forgive me, is that the love of soccer took him away and put him in took him away from a different kind of life that he would have been going to, and put him in the right direction in life. And I appreciate that very much, because I identify with him. And I just want to say, and Andrew said the people, that I use the love word very, very easy, but and I do sometimes, because not easy, is because that's what my heart says. And I love this guy with all my heart. I don't know what to say. That
why don't you tell us who it is, Joe?
I'm saving this for the last. So the guy that I'm talking about, that Sam Fantuso, known as Soccer Sam. I think that he is what soccer is about now in Rochester. So thank you, Sam, and I hope that the Lord blesses you with good health. The Lord bless you with a lot of money, and the Lord bless all the people that you love, and of course, from Soccer Kick on the Grass, and Joe Sirianni and Andrew Battisti, and the Lancer organization of the past. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Absolutely, and thanks, Sam, for letting me host your show too. I'm hosting it again this Saturday, so we'll be having hopefully some more Lancer legends that have to come on and talk about this big reunion. So here are the details. If you haven't heard already, the Lancers reunion is Saturday, October 7th at the Italian American Sport Club. Most importantly, this is open to the public. We're selling tickets to this event for all the old Lancer fans and all the fans who want to meet the pioneers of soccer, the guys who played for peanuts, some guys that played for negative money because Charlie fined them sometimes, but Dave Sarakin for one. But anyway, this group of gentlemen and women too, because there are women in the front office, and of course the wives of the owners and the families were all part of this as well. These people gave their time, their energy, their vacations, like Mr. Sirianni, and gave their lives to the Rochester Lancers, because we're a small city. We're a small market team, and we're going up against people who had billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars. And we kept this franchise, we meaning the city and the franchise people, kept it afloat for 15 years and gave us the chance to see the greatest soccer players in the world come right here to Rochester. The FIFA 20th Century All-Star Team, 5 of those 11 players played right here at Hollander Stadium, in the late Hollander Stadium, I guess. So these gentlemen gave their time, they gave their energy and gave their passion and love to Rochester to put our city on the map when it came to professional, top-flight professional sports. We're the only top-flight professional sports team in Rochester, the biggest league in the world, biggest league in the United States at the top level was soccer. Was North American Soccer League. The other teams were in the minor leagues. So it was the only top-flight team that Rochester had, and they made a big name for themselves, winning the championship in 1970. And, of course, 40 years ago, went all the way to the semifinals against the Cosmos, played in front of 20,000 people and millions on a national television audience, by the way, if you didn't know that. So, anyway, these gentlemen are going to be coming into town, some from out of town, some still live here in Rochester. And we're going to do a lot of remembering. We're going to have a great meal at the Italian-American Sport Club. You can't get a better meal in town than the Sport Club. Salvatore's notwithstanding, of course. But they're going to do a great job, believe me. It starts at 6 o'clock with appetizers, and then there'll be a buffet dinner. And then we're going to share stories. And believe me, there's lots of stories about the Rochester Lancers. Most of them will come from Charlie, I'm sure, Charlie Sciano. But the tickets are available right now. They're $30 a piece, or if you want to buy a table, you can buy a table for $200, so you save $5 a ticket, and there's already been at least 4 tables sold already. So get your tickets fast, and here are the places you can get them. Our good friend Tony DiUdo, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, he's selling the tickets, and of course he also has Lancer memorabilia there, shirts and things. So if you want to buy things for the Lancers, the original Lancers, with the original logo with the guy and the horse, he has shirts with that on there. So
there was the original Charlie Sciano.
That's right. So you can get that at Top Notch along with the tickets. And then Soccer Sam has 5 of his locations have tickets for the event. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, and Salvatore's Pizzeria and Restaurant at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Salvatore's Pizza and Pub at 1217 Bay Road in Webster. The Salvatore's Pizzeria at 2496 Westridge Road, right near Grease Ridge Mall. And then the one in Buffalo Road in Gates, Ogden, near Roberts Wesleyan. And we'll announce this year, this is the first time we're announcing this, we will have tickets at the Italian-American Sport Club Thursday at lunchtime, because they're having their lunch on Thursday. Every 2 weeks there's a lunch at the Sport Club. We'll be there with tickets. So if you're coming to the lunch, or if you can come out and want to get your tickets then, we'll have tickets at the Sport Club Thursday, probably between 11 and 1, 1:30, something like that.
Yeah. And let me say this, that When we talk about the people that we're trying to bring back over here, you got the guys like Charlie Mitchell, you got the guys like Carlos. Franco Segura, Carlos Maitrieri,
Dick Howard.
Dick Howard, of course, and many other that we're trying to line up for them to come. They're going to come. They're going to share their story with you. They're going to be on your table if you like. If you like one of them to be on your table, and then they're going to share their story. You know what happened to them once they left Rochester, and so it's going to be a night of entertainment, a night of laughter. We're gonna fraternize. We're gonna have a few drinks. You know, the bar is going to be open. You know,
not open.
A cash bar.
Cash bar. Don't say bar. Open. No, no. Careful, Joe.
Cash bar. And I'm trying to negotiate so we can serve wine on the table, but I don't know that yet. But anyway, the whole thing, it's in a short time span. So we're doing our very best to bring this to fruition and make it a success. Again, I want to thank the committee that we established. They're doing a great job. Pretty soon, there's a lot of news coming out. Just stay tuned.
And importantly, if you want to know more information about the event, we have a Facebook event, Facebook page out there, facebook.com/Lancers50, Lancers50. We're putting up information about the event. We're going to put up some videos of Lancers matches. Right now there's a video of the Lancers Cosmos match. We hope we're going to play that at the event because we have it on DVD, and they got the big screen at the Sport Club. We're going to play the whole match. I usually turn it off after Stjanovic scores his goal because after that it gets frustrating. But still, it's again, we're going to be telling stories. And here's the important thing. This is probably the last time this is going to happen, to celebrate the original Lancers like this, because the players, many of them are getting on in age. We've lost a few of them. Of course, Mike Stojanovic, no longer with us, and many
Pat
others.
DiNolfo.
Pat DiNolfo, of course, and Omero Perez passed away, and so obviously Peter Short passed away a long time ago. But and these gentlemen are getting on in years, so this is your last chance. If you're former Lancer fans, or if you're fans of the current Lancers or the Rhinos, and you want to meet these gentlemen, these are guys who played for our U.S. national team. These are guys who played in with the Cosmos in later years, and the biggest teams in the NASL. And, of course, you know, Franco Segura, if he comes, he was a star, played in the World Cup for Canada. And so this, again, we really want to sell this out. We want to see it as many people as we can. The Sport Club will hold 250 people. We want to fill the place up.
We did it last time, so I'm hoping that we do the same this time. And just there are many, many players that have already pledged to come. They're going to be in Rochester. The Rhino's going to be away on their weekend, so there is no conflict for all the people.
We'll keep you informed of what's going on with the match. Don't worry.
Okay, so, and we'll keep you informed. So just experience one night out. Bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, your significant other.
Bring
your kids.
Bring your parents. Bring your grandparents. If they remember the Lancers, even the original Lancers. We're going to have guys from the original 67 Lancers there. Yeah. So, again, it's October 7th at the Italian American Sport Club. $30 a ticket, or you can get a table of eight for $200. And if you have anyone want to call Joe or I, Joe, your number is 414-5122. You can call me at 451-6701. Yes, I'll even get my cell phone for this. Okay, anyway, we're going to speak with Dick Howard in a moment, and he, of course, he will be here for the reunion as well, and hopefully bring in a lot of his Canadian former Lancers with him. And we'll have Dick Howard and the International Report next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash. Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a USL playoff spot. The Rhinos are at first place Louisville City on Wednesday at 7:30 and at Richmond on Saturday at 7. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium Saturday, September 30th at 6:05 p.m. facing Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Saved by zero.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international forward, Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue and Gates off the 390 Expressway. The interactive website is davidolivodmd.com, or you can call 328-3382 to make an appointment for a teeth cleaning or a consultation for your oral hygiene, your oral health. I'll be going to see him in a month or so, and hopefully I'll get a nice clean bill of health.
Me too.
But he's a big soccer guy, supports youth soccer in the West Side, and we really appreciate him being our title sponsor here on our show. And we appreciate Mr. Zero Dick Howard joining us. How you doing, Dick?
Good. Hello. I'm a little bit disappointed. The boys in blue are not doing too well at the moment. And Joe, I'm sure you felt the same way I felt when Atalanta Bergamo beat Everton with that result against Barcelona. You had an understrength team, and they say if you make mistakes and give up space to good players, they'll get exploited, and full credit for the win to Barcelona.
Well, you know, Dick, I think that the defense in front of Buffon was really weak. And the midfield, the way I saw it, the midfield really was not cohesive. And, you know, that's the way it went. And, of course, Barcelona played a great game. Ball control, you know, they created a lot of good things. Messi was unbelievable. And I was, you know, that's the way it goes. I think that's what happened in soccer sometimes.
And there's a lot of good matches, Dick. Boy, I tell you, some great contests. Shakhtar Donetsk, I think some surprise to somebody, but some people bet. They're a very talented team. They beat Napoli at home 2-1. Liverpool was held by Sevilla 2-2. That was
a tremendous result, wasn't it? And then up north in Scotland, of course, Glasgow Celtic got a lesson on how to play the game from Paris Saint-Germain, didn't he?
Oh, boy, they are very, very strong. It's going to be when they play Bayern. Bayern right now is a little bit hurting, but Manuel Neuer is injured, and they're not sure how long he has a foot problem. They're not sure how long he's going to be out, and that's certainly a big loss for them, not only in the Bundesliga but in the Champions League. But certainly there's a lot of teams playing, a lot of great action happening. I mean, Roma held Atletico Madrid 0-0, so that was a good result, and no surprise at Stamford Bridge, of course, for Chelsea winning 6-0 in their fixture against the...
No problem at all. One great thing, Andrew, and I think you alluded to it in the past, it's a great geography lesson, isn't it, when you find out where some of these teams are playing.
Yeah, and NK Maribor of Slovenia held Spartak Moscow. Of course, Slovenia, by the way, just a little outside of soccer note, Slovenia won the European Basketball Championship in one of the biggest upsets in tournament history over the weekend. So they might be considering a little more about basketball than soccer right about now in Slovenia, but that was quite a result. But a lot of great matches, and we'll have more Champions League next week and some more great contests there, but Some big matches over the weekend, Dick, and I was a little disappointed in the result on Sunday, the 0-0 draw. There certainly were chances, but you always like to see goals scored, and you know when you play, when you get a 0-0 tie.
Yeah, I think Arsene Wenger obviously would be pleased with the character of his team. You know, getting a heavy defeat and then bouncing back and getting a result against Chelsea, but I was disappointed with Everton. I think the 4-0 scoreline flattered Manchester United. I think, you know, if you look at the overall balance of play, but Lukaku, of course, scoring a goal. Rooney didn't. Lukaku did, playing against their former teams. But Manchester United looked good. And Manchester City, geez, what a win at Watford. 6-0 on the road is tremendous. So, you know, it's going to be, I think, a real battle. And
the pundits
big
are all
teams, of course, will continue to dominate. Although, as we've seen, playing in Europe and playing in domestic competitions places a lot of emphasis on the depth of a squad. And that's why I think you'll see certain teams, such as a Manchester City, coming through.
That's right. And they're already saying it's going to be a battle of the two Manchester teams. I would take exception to that. I think Chelsea's playing very well.
I'm not surprised that you make that comment, Andrew.
Well, they had one bad half against Burnley, and then since then they've played very well. So we'll see what happens.
But never mind. Let's look at Italy. Juventus, Napoli, Inter, all unbeaten.
Yep.
Dybala getting a hat-trick. 100 games, 52 goals, 1-2 ratio. If you can score a goal every two games, that's great. And I think Paulo Dybala is doing what you expected, Joe, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's Higuain is certainly having his problem. But, you know, once he begins to score two, that's going to be great. But, you know, for some reason, they do well in their home games. But they do terrible on the international level. I don't know why.
Well, it's just one game, Joe. I mean, when Barcelona comes into the Juventus Stadium, I'm sure it's going to be a different result. But it's a big derby this weekend, Juventus and Torino.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be a very intelligent and an exciting match between the bitter rivals from the cities. That'll be on beIN Sports Saturday at 2:45. But, Dick, there was a big milestone that happened in soccer. Probably not a lot of people know about it, except unless you're fans of Real Madrid, of course. But Real Madrid tied the all-time record for consecutive matches scoring a goal over the weekend. They have not been shut out in 73 straight matches. And that ties the record held by a team from Brazil called Santos, who had a guy named Pelé playing for them in the early 60s. So it's an incredible accomplishment these days.
In tremendous accomplishment, and certainly when you look at it, one of the things that was positive from the weekend, of course, was Gareth finally getting a goal against Sociedad. Because he's having a very indifferent time up to now, I think, and there's always rumours floating around that he's going to return to the Premiership. Who knows? But, you've got that situation there where they're finally coming back into form, and Barca, unfortunately, Dembele is likely to be out, I think, what they're saying, 3 to 4 months for the injury. And Barca, of course, dominating La Liga, they're 4 wins... out of 4 games. So it's going to be a challenge. But the one interesting thing, and you probably saw it in the releases, about the controversy between Edinson Cavani and Neymar is who should take the set plays. And a little bit of a discussion, heated discussion. Cavani took the penalty kick against Lyon. It was saved by the goalkeeper, so I don't know whether that means that Neymar will take the next one. But one interesting statistic, and Joe, you'll appreciate this. Paris Saint-Germain have sold out of 120,000 Neymar jerseys. 120,000 Neymar jerseys have been bought. Just showing the merchandising aspect of the game.
Yep.
Well,
I wonder how much money he got for every shirt.
I'm sure there's some royalties involved there. There's a lot of money going around, but they are playing very, very well, and this could be the year for them with Neymar. Neymar wants to prove it. He's the best player in the world, and he has a lot of thoughts in his head that he needs to go out and show that he's better than Messi and better than Ronaldo. Now he is the leader of this team, and Cavani, of course, a great player, but he's going to take second.
They've got it sorted out between the two of them. They're both very talented. Whether one takes it penalty kicks or they alternate penalty kicks, whatever happens. But the coach has said, look, sort it out between the two of you, and let's continue what we're doing at the moment with a 100% record.
Absolutely. Speaking of great teams and how they're playing, Toronto FC, we should mention, they are closing in on a number of records in Major League Soccer. Most victories, most points, best goal difference. I mean, they are just totally running away with
the MLS championship. They are having a fantastic season. It's the best ever team that I've seen certainly playing in Toronto. And they've got 62 points. LA have got the record, I think, with 68 points, so they should reach that. They've won 6 straight. An 11-game unbeaten string, 7 wins, 4 ties. They haven't lost at home all season, 12 wins and 3 ties. And they play against their eternal rivals of Montreal on Wednesday. And this is the kind of game where you can get an upset because, as we've discussed in previous years, there's that rivalry, and no matter where the teams are, they raise their game when they play against their rivals down the 401. And it will not be an easy game for TFC on Wednesday, that is for sure.
That is for sure. And then there's going to be another very tough game on Saturday. New England Revolution are practically unbeatable at home. They're horrible on the road. They've not won a road game all year. But at home, they're 10 wins out of 14.
So TFC don't like the turf.
Absolutely.
But I think, Andrew, when you mentioned about TFC, that result against LA Galaxy was done without the Atomic Ant, without Giovinco, without Jose Altidore, Toussaint Ricketts, a couple of goals, and another fantastic performance by Victor Vasquez. We talk about Michael Bradley, who is a very important cog in the team, but Vasquez, who was signed this season, has been absolutely superb.
Well, there goes to say a couple of years ago, Toronto, everybody had lost hope in Toronto. And look what rebuilding the team, having a great coach, bringing great players, that's the result.
Well, everybody better get their warm weather gear ready, because if MLS Cup goes to form, it's going to be at BMO Field. And it's going to be mighty cold in December in Toronto.
It can indeed. You need your lung shuns on for those games. But that's looking ahead. I think there's still a ways to go. And the great thing, I think, with Greg Vanney that's impressed me is he's very level-headed. He doesn't get carried away when they win. And someone on an even keel and saying, look, just take each game as it comes along. Don't look too far in the future. And he's done an outstanding job with his coaching along with his staff. Right, I've been very impressed with the overall setup of TFC this year and playing with a lot of confidence. So who knows what can happen. But one game at a time.
That's right. Well, it could be, you know, I think the team that could potentially be a trip up for Toronto if it comes down to with Atlanta, because playing in front of 70,000 people in that new stadium is going to be very intimidating. And Toronto will play down there, and they're going to open the entire stadium.
They do. In fact, I think it's one of the latter games that they're playing. And as I say, that crowd is just amazing. Because I think back in 1968, I played for the Detroit Cougars against the Atlanta Chiefs. At that time, we played in the Atlanta Stadium, and I think there were 11,000 and change watching the game. That was the opening game of the 1968 season for the NESL. Wow. Big difference.
Things in
all our yesterdays.
But yep, that's a great success story. So we'll see what happens. MLS still going strong, and still time left in the season for people for teams to make moves. But should be a great week of soccer, Dick, and we'll see what happens. I look forward to talking to you again next week. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing you for the Lancers reunion on October 7th.
I'm looking forward to it, guys. It's going to be a big day, and hopefully it'll be standing room only. But, no, it's going to be a great event. See a lot of old players that I played with and against, and can't wait for October 7th to come up.
Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Good chat to you. Forza Juve, Joe.
Forza Juve. Ciao, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. As we said, Dick will be here for the Lancers reunion October 7th at the Italian American Sport Club. You can get your tickets at Top Notch Monogramming or five different Salvatore's locations. Go to Facebook.com/Lancers50 to find out more information about the event. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rochester Rhinos defender, man of the match from Saturday, Joe Farrell, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a USL playoff spot. The Rhinos are at first place Louisville City on Wednesday at 7:30 and at Richmond on Saturday at 7. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium Saturday, September 30th at 6:05 p.m. facing Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us right now, another Joe. Joe Farrell from the Rochester Rhinos, the man of the match from Saturday's 1-1 draw against Pittsburgh. The Rhinos with two big road matches this week, Wednesday against Louisville and Saturday against the Richmond Kickers. And Joe's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos are back home next Saturday against Louisville City for Oktoberfest night. 6:05 p.m. kickoff, 454-KICK. Or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back on. And boy, what a time to score a goal right in, during stoppage time. And boy, that was one of those matches where, you know, the Rhinos had so many chances to score and could have easily put 2, 3, 4 goals in. And Pittsburgh had one decent chance and they scored on it, but we managed at least to get a point. But I know you guys probably wanted the three given how the match went.
Yeah, going into every match, we want to get 3 points. And in this one, we thought that we played well enough to actually to deserve the three. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the first one early and take a lead. But Pittsburgh scored a pretty decent goal in about the 70th. But we fought through and we came back in the 89th. And it was a hard-fought match. Pittsburgh's a pretty decent team throughout, so we'll take a point on the road as we're pushing for the playoffs.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you want to see the goal, you can go to Rhino's Twitter page. It's on there because it should be one of the goals of the week, but unfortunately it didn't make the cut. But I don't know, Joe. It seems like whenever defenders score a goal, Joe Sirianni here, Duck, they never recognize them.
Well, actually, you know, the defender, they always go forward in critical time. And most of the time, they are able to jump higher, do a lot of good things because they are prone to see the play coming to them. So, Joe, congratulations to you because I hope you get a raise because you scored that goal.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Yeah, I actually played forward in college, so that's where I learned some of the attacking stuff in the box. But, yeah, I mean, I thought we played well defensively as well, so I want to give a shout-out to how hard we worked defensively. But we got the late goal, and we equalized. So a couple
Joe,
big games coming up this
week question.
As well.
There is a lot of pushing and shoving in the penalty area.
Yeah, it always.
Are you worried about maybe that you're going to get a penalty against you when you're defending?
When you're defending, that's always something that's on your mind. So you can never go in really recklessly. You just have to stay in front of the ball as long as you can. Offensively, just try and find any open space if you can. And in the game, I found an open 2 yards. Cristiano put in a great ball right in that 2 yards, and I was able to put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, we just watched the goal on the Twitter feed. There was a response from the Rhinos to the USL saying they forgot about a goal, and that was the one. So it was a great goal, and then we could have won the game at the death. And Johan Graf had a great chance, but unfortunately didn't go in. But again, some big matches coming up. But I want to ask you first. You're talking about the defense, and I noticed that the Rhinos lately have gone to a formation that is becoming very popular with the three central defenders on the field and then the two wing backs, much like Chelsea does, of course, my team Chelsea. But you got yourself and Sergio Campbell and Ryan Felix manning the center of the defense, and it's been very strong. You guys have done a great job holding teams to no goals or one goal a match. So I think it's working out pretty well.
Yeah. Well, we are playing three center backs as of late. It sounds like a defensive formation, but we're able to get good play both attacking and defending from our wing backs. So they're moving up and down the field the whole game, causing some trouble on the offensive end, and then also helping us the back three out every now and then when we need it. So it's been working, so hopefully we can keep this rolling into Louisville and Richmond this coming week.
And there's some big matches, of course. Let's talk about Louisville. They played to a draw in their most recent match against Bethlehem Steel at home. I'm sure they were hoping for 3 points, but they didn't get it. But if the Rhinos are going to have a shot at first place in the division, this is a must 3 points. But I know you want to at least get a point on the road against Louisville, knowing you've got them coming back on the 30th next Saturday here in Rochester.
Yeah, we're excited to play them. We have them twice in our remaining schedule, so they're both going to be huge games. I think something about our team is we don't really fear any team right now. We have the confidence, and we're bringing that confidence into Louisville, and we're hoping and we're going to be pushing for 3 points the whole time. So hopefully we can get that and get as many points on the table as possible.
Absolutely. And then Richmond on Saturday, even though the Kickers are having a poor season for their standards, they've always been a very strong team, but they always play the Rhinos tough. So I know going in, especially with their third match in 8 days, that's going to be, I'm sure Bob, Coach Lilly is going to be shifting the lineup a little bit to keep as many players as fresh as possible for these matches this week.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will be pulling their part this coming week with the three games in such a short turnaround. But as long as we're all pushing and all pulling together, I think we could walk away with possibly 6, possibly 4 points this weekend, and we'll be moving towards the playoffs, just gearing up.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Rhinos will finish with three of their final four matches at home starting next Saturday against Louisville, the top team in the East at this moment at least. And, again, it's 6:05 kickoff at Capelli Sports Stadium. It's Oktoberfest night, so if you're a German-American or you want to be German for the night, they'll have beer tasting and German food and German dancing, German band playing. So with Wallfall and Dream Buescher and those guys with German heritage or German base, I'm sure they're going to be excited about the Oktoberfest night. But I know you guys are focused on this week, and we wish you the best of luck Wednesday against Louisville at 7:30 and Saturday against Richmond at 7 o'clock. So, Joe, bring home the points for us. We'll all be rooting for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Good luck, Joe.
Joe Farrell here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from the Rochester Rhinos. Again, next Saturday, the Rhinos are home 6:05. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. It's Louisville City, the top team in the Eastern Conference, so it's going to be one of the best matches you're going to see all year. Get your tickets early. It's going to be a lot of people there, and I'm looking forward to that match. Coming up next, we'll have the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis and more on the Lancers reunion here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda.
Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a USL playoff spot. The Rhinos are at first-place Louisville City on Wednesday at 7:30 and at Richmond on Saturday at 7. Go to rhinosoccer.com to find out how to watch the match live online. The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium Saturday, September 30th at 6:05 p.m. facing Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
The Soccer Report is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Many, many locations in the Rochester area. One number to remember, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. You can also get Rochester Lancers 50th anniversary reunion tickets at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, Salvatore's Pub at on Bay Road in Webster, Donuts Delight Empire Culver, Salvatore's near Grease Ridge Mall on Ridge Road, and Salvatore's in Ogden on Buffalo Road near Roberts Wesleyan College. So, again, if you can pick up your tickets there, and, of course, also at top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh as well. And one of the gentlemen who will be here for the reunion is our good friend Michael Lewis. Michael, how's it going?
I'm very good, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, doing well. We got some good results on the reunion so far. We know that Mr. Medidieri, the only man to win two NASL MVP awards and someone who should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame will be coming, and it's going to be very exciting, and his family's going to be there. I know a lot of the local players are going to be coming, and I'm excited for this because, as I said earlier in the show, this is probably the last time we'll have an event like this, given the ages of the players and the owners, et cetera. So it's important everyone to come out to this event.
I'm sorry, you're breaking in and out, so I could barely hear you.
We're saying it's important to come out to the event because it's probably the last time we'll be doing a reunion like this.
No, definitely. I mean, I was doing some calculating, like the youngest player from, let's say, the Lancers of 77 through 1980 would be about 60 right now. And as someone once told me, we ain't getting any younger. So I think this is a great opportunity to see the heroes of the past, the fans who grew up watching the Lancers, perhaps bring their children, maybe their grandchildren, and maybe even the new fans out there, whether you're Rhino fans or Rochester Lancer and Lady Lancer fans of the 21st century incarnation of the Lancers, get a chance to learn about the history of the team, the North American Soccer League, way back then. And the team played in the American Soccer League for 3 years, And then from 1967 to 1980, the team called Aquinas Stadium / Hollander Stadium home, but learned something about what some people call the Wild West of American pro soccer. It was a lot of fun in those days. Yes, there were a lot of bumps, and it was a hell of a roller coaster ride, not just for the Lancers, but for other NASL teams as well, too. But a special time in U.S. soccer history, and I admit I'm an historian. I'm looking forward to it for so many different reasons, just to see old friends and faces, but also I'm an historian as well, too, and always like to hear a new story about how they survived a plane trip somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike, I can testify to that because my age is going to reveal everything. I'm 79, and there were other people that were a little bit older than I. So the average is probably between 65 and 80, you know, some of those guys. But it's going to be a great affair. It's going to be awesome to see the people that that they came, they conquered, and they left, and those that came and conquered and they stayed, like Pat Ercoli and a lot of the people that remains.
I'm sorry, Joe, you were breaking up, and I could not get a gist of what you were saying. I don't know what to say. I would be talking about stuff off the top of my head. Unfortunately, you were breaking up.
Well, we'll just mention the reunion is October 7th. Starts at 6 o'clock at the Italian American Sport Club. And again, Facebook.com/Lancers50 is the website for information on the reunion. Well, Michael, let's talk about the U.S. Open Cup final this Wednesday. It's the New York Red Bulls looking for their first, I guess, playoff/cup trophy. They already won the Supporters Shield, but this is their first chance to win the U.S. Open Cup. They'll be playing Sporting Kansas City. And the big question mark was who was going to start in goal, but I think you broke on Front Row Soccer who the Red Bulls will start in goal on Wednesday.
That is correct. The Red Bulls will start Ryan Mara, who has been essentially the Open Cup goalkeeper and was the championship goalkeeper of the USL side last year. And one of his specialties is stopping penalty kicks. He did that in the championship game last year to boost Red Bulls 2 to the USL crown, and he did it in the semifinals of this year's Open Cup against FC Cincinnati, which culminated a two-goal comeback by the Red Bulls. They were down 2-0 in Cincinnati, and they looked pretty much dead in the water until they got those two late goals. Ryan Mara should be, I know he's number two to Luis Robles, and sometimes you look, oh, backup, he's not good enough to be number one. Ryan Mara should be starting for some team in MLS somewhere, whether it's the Red Bulls or somewhere else. It's pretty hard to break into a starting 11 when the guy in front of you has played in 168 consecutive matches, dating back almost now five full seasons to 2012. So I saw what Ryan Mara did in his rookie season in 2012 before he suffered a hip injury. He was the real deal then. He's come back and played well no matter when he's been and where he's been called on. I think he'll be up to the task to do a solid job for the Red Bulls come Wednesday night.
And let's not forget, in goal for Sporting Kansas City, former Rhino Tim Melia, who has done this before. It's going to be a great match, and it's going to be on ESPN2 starting at 9 o'clock Wednesday night. The Open Cup final. It's going to be a great match. I'll be looking forward to watching it after our Rochester Lancers reunion meeting that night, and looking forward to a great match. The winner goes into the CONCACAF Champions League next year. So we'll see what happens there. But
I'm sorry,
Joe. I know, Joe, you're looking forward to that, but I know you're all looking forward to some MLS action as well. Lots of things going on.
No, that's for sure. But my life right now it's a little bit on a roller coaster. So I depend a lot on you and Mike and Dick and the girls took care of the business of the reunion. And, of course, I'll catch a little soccer here and there whenever I can.
Yeah, Michael, the big event this weekend was in Atlanta. The Atlanta United broke the MLS record for attendance for a single match that stood on its own, and it was against Orlando. And what a match it was. You talk about the crowd, but it was a 3-3 match. It featured a hat trick by Martinez, and it gives everything that you could want in a soccer match in this country. It was a showcase event. The only sad thing was it was not broadcast on any of the English-speaking channels, and I wish it should have been because it was a marquee event.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was the case. It was, like you said, I can't say it any better, a showcase for pro soccer in this country. In the stands, on the field, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. I mean, Joseph Martinez, it was his second consecutive hat trick. Outside of a stunning vote by the professional soccer report and the North American soccer reporters, he should be a player of the week, unanimous selection, which should be announced tomorrow. I'd be surprised if anyone voted against him. There's not so many players have done back-to-back hat tricks within, 4 days of one another.
That's crazy.
In league history. He's on fire, and he's only played in something like 14 games this year because of the injuries. So he could wind up winning the Golden Boot Award by playing in barely more than half the games in the season if he continues at the pace and rate he's been going at. By the way, one thing I should let you know, to answer to a previous question, I spoke with Tim Melia earlier today at length, and we spoke about the Open Cup, and I hope to have a story or two about him tomorrow. Tuesday on frontrowsoccer.com. Sorry for the advertisement there, but I just figured since he's a former Rochester Rhinos, I think people would like to hear about his progress and what he thinks about the Open Cup final.
I tell you, you talk about the great goalkeepers that the Rhinos have had, you know, from Billy Andracki to Pat Onstad to Scott Vallo, but Tim Melia maybe surpassing all of them. If he can get a run going in the MLS playoffs with Sporting Kansas City, because right now the Western Conference in MLS is you talk about the Wild West, that is really the Wild West. You got four teams within 1 point of first place right now, and anything can happen out there. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's like leapfrog. It's the game of leapfrog. You know, if you don't get your points this week, you could go from first to fourth place. Depending on, you know, how the schedule is going. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd want to be one of the teams going through that, but covering it has got to be a lot of fun. Something tells me that the Lancers went through that back in 1977 in their division with Chicago, St. Louis, and Toronto, where it seemed like every other game, another team would move ahead of them into first place, or they would move into first place. And I think it makes it more exciting, obviously, for the fans, and hopefully it translates into more ticket sales for the various teams, because that's what you want in a playoff race. You want to have teams moving ahead of each other on a regular basis.
And it's exciting, certainly. And of course, Toronto's dominating the East right now. We talked about that with Dick earlier. But before we let you go, Michael, quick, the U.S. women played on Friday night and beat New Zealand 3-1. Julie Ertz had a pair of goals. They're going to be in the hotbed of soccer, I guess, right now in the United States, Cincinnati, Ohio, at Nippert Stadium to play New Zealand on Tuesday. What do you expect to see from the women?
Well, I'll tell you this, it'll be a sellout crowd. I think they're going crazy in Cincinnati about soccer, and good for them. Obviously trying to secure a franchise in MLS. I expect more of the same from the U.S. I know they used a number of players who needed international experience, and they got it. I think the days of the U.S., you know, rolling over opponents on a regular basis is gone. I mean, New Zealand's a pretty solid side. I remember them from years ago, and they were difficult to crack. And so some people might be lamenting that the U.S. women, they are only beating teams 3-1. Well, the rest of the world has caught up to the U.S., and we all know what's happened in two tournaments earlier this year, where the U.S. has been stunned and struggled, particularly in the She Believes Cup. So, but this is a time for Jill Ellis to give players who are uncapped or have little experience a chance to get their feet wet, because World Cup qualifying for the women next year, the next World Cup, 2019, is in France. It's not that far away. And I think we should remind people that Julie Ertz is not a new player on the team. She that's her now her married name, formerly Julie Johnston, central defender. Jill Ellis has used her as a defensive midfielder, checking things out there. And obviously, we all know that Julie Ertz can play a mean defense. And now we know that she finds a way to put the ball in the back of the net. Certainly has not hurt her chances of becoming a defensive midfielder if Jill Ellis thinks that that's her best position for the team.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you for being on the show as always. We'll be talking to you this week for the reunion and back on the show next week.
Hey, it's always great to be on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Michael and Dick Howard. Of course, Joe Farrell from the Rhinos, Blaise Bourgeois, all the Rhinos staff. The Rhinos on the road at Louisville Wednesday at 7:30. Richmond on Saturday at 7. Next Saturday, back home against Louisville, 605-454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. The Lancers reunion, 50th anniversary, October 7th, the Italian-American Sport Club. Facebook.com/Lancers50 for information how to get tickets. Next week on the show, we will be joined by the one and only Carlos Medidieri, the only man to win two NASL MVP awards. He'll be live on the show with us next week to talk about the reunion and reminisce about the Lancers. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.